Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 28, 2023. The leadership of the English language. Question: why did the English language actively spread in the world? Answer: this is a consequence of age-old conquests. At one time, Greeks had the dominant position in the world, then the Spaniards with the Portuguese, then the British. When the British appeared on the historical stage, they had a well-developed fleet, their ships could reach India and other distant places. The French were weaker in this area, but still there was great competition between England and France for the conquest of America. The British could not fight for South America since the Spaniards had already settled there and a serious war was underway for North America. As for the language, there was a big debate in America about which language to take as its basis, German or English. Many were inclined in favor of the German language because Germany was a very developed country. All kings, including the English ones, were from Germany, which supplied the rulers to the world. Therefore, most of the kings of England did not know English and spoke only German. But as a result of the fight between the Germans and the British for power in America, the victory was for the British, so the English language took the lead. Since America began to actively develop, the English language began to spread rapidly around the world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Dominance of America, May 15, 2011. Learn to live in a new world. Question: you have explained for so many years that we should be mutually connected, and only a few hear it. But even those who hear still continue to resist it. Why? Answer: because we are all egoists. Of course, we do not want this. But what you hear, slowly adapt inside yourself, and agree with, although you cannot implement it, already means a lot. Nature challenges us. We do not understand it yet, but at least we are starting to hear it. Today we must definitely equip human society, otherwise, we will destroy ourselves. Countries need to come to an understanding that people should work only for what is necessary for existence without any excesses. Development should go toward the public domain, not the personal one. We have entered a new world. New laws of nature exist around us, and we need to understand them in order to learn how to live in a new world, otherwise, we will be lost in it. Nature is inanimate. It has no sympathy for us. It does not matter if you are thoughtful or not, religious or agnostic, smart or stupid. If you follow its laws, you feel good, if you do not, you feel bad. Now, when we are together closed into one global humanity that depends on one another, if someone somewhere does not comply with the laws of nature, I suffer from this. That is, we need to come to a common consensus and literally study the new world we find ourselves in. The new world is an addition to physical, biological, and social nature. Today we depend on the structure of society. We must make it the same as physical and biological nature. Global, integral, interconnected, and structured into inner harmony. To do this, we must study nature and arrange ourselves into exactly the same structure as nature itself. Then we will be fine. If not, it will simply destroy us. We are leading ourselves to destruction. If I do not follow the laws of nature, I suffer. I can cry all I want, nothing will help. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that we need to be mutually compliant, mutually connected, mutually loving, and bestowing, that is, to be in harmony with each other. If we succeed, everything will be good, if not, it will be bad. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Future Society, June 11, 2011. How do words affect matter? Question: I heard about an experiment that was conducted where people wrote various words on bottles containing water. They froze the bottles of water and examined the structure of the ice crystals that developed under a microscope. These formations were very different from each other. Some were beautiful, and some, on which such words as, for example, war or death were written, were not. How do words affect matter? Answer: it does not matter how, but all words and thoughts affect matter. We live in one common world where inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, and a person's thoughts and feelings are all combined into one single system in which everything is interconnected. I hope people will gradually understand that we have to think about what we are saying. Question: is there a connection between oncological diseases and a person's thoughts? Answer: they say that the negative thoughts and words of a person have a bad effect on him and other people. From CAB TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. An anti-Semitic view of the world. Question: why is there an attitude toward Jews as if they are doing something that annoys the entire world? Having lived in Israel for some time, I see that, in principle, they do not accept each other. It seems to me that nationalism is much stronger here than in other places. Is that what causes the anti-Semitism? Answer: I understand that you are trying to find the roots of anti-Semitism. With your anti-Semitic view, you see the problem in the Jews. I agree with that. But you cannot see in any other way. After all, you will never be able to walk in a Jew's shoes, to feel the millennia of exile and the attitude of the whole world toward you, and your attitude toward the world. It is impossible to describe. All studies of this paradox of anti-Semitism will lead to nothing and will give nothing. It is impossible to investigate it at the Philistine level, but only if we rise to the root of these problems. In order to rise to it, you need to feel this root. I basically do not see any point in talking about it because such an attitude lies deeply within people in their sense of the world and in their nature, which is absolutely opposite to the nature of the Creator. In the Jews, however, there is a point that comes from the Creator. I am not saying that it is good. On the contrary, it is negative in them, broken, and inverse to the Creator. But, nevertheless, it is in them. Therefore, there is a special prejudice against them on the part of other nations. There is nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Only those individuals who have a point in their heart and are working on themselves to understand their nature, begin, at the same time, to feel its source, including the root of anti-Semitism. From a spiritual point of view, anti-Semitism is directed by the upper force at Jews through other nations in order to lead this historical wave in the world and bring it to a certain decision, to the goal. Therefore, it is useless to try to figure it out. I just want people to state it as a fact, and that is it. You cannot do anything and you cannot prove anything to anyone. You are an egoist and anti-Semite. This is how you were created. This should be accepted as a given. You will not be able to jump out of yourself and think differently. There are some things that a person cannot figure out yet. So there is no need to be confused with them. I recommend this to everyone except people with a point in the heart. Those who really develop a point in the heart gradually begin to feel a different universe, the one from the Creator's side. Then they see why the world is divided in this way and what is happening here. A paradoxical picture of all this is being revealed to them. It is not about the Jews, but about the separation of nations throughout the entire huge human movement toward reaching the purpose of creation. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Hatred of Jews, June 3, 2011. How can you deceive yourself? Question: you have repeatedly said that you can deceive your ego and somehow learn to use it, and that egoism is like a donkey that runs after a carrot. How can you deceive your nature so that it allows you to go the right way? Answer: there is no need to deceive your nature. You will not be able to deceive it. There are many means. When you look at others and connect with them, when you learn from all of humanity how to come closer to everyone, when you examine the surrounding society and learn something, they teach you, they tell you, and you gradually become imbued with it. But the most important thing is that in all these attempts there is nothing required of you except the desire to make yourself a global, integral community with everyone. That is all. Just make an attempt, and through it you want to become good and big. This desire is enough. As soon as it is manifested on your part, the good attitude of nature immediately appears toward it and you begin to change. All you need is a desire, like a small child who wants to be big. You need nothing, just this kind of effort, I want, and that is enough. Then you come to a completely different inner structure, to an integral community, and to a feeling not of I, but of we. You begin to perceive the world around you as your world. Previously it seemed to you that you wanted to conquer it so that it would be yours. It is in this form that you will receive it when you begin to connect with it in the form of we and not in the form of I or mine. The world will not be mine, but ours, and you will feel this our world as your own, as absolutely safe, absolutely even, and open. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How to Deceive Yourself. May 28, 2011. How to Raise Confident Children. Question: should we give money to children? Answer: generally, yes. It depends on what it is for, but for sure, we should. On the one hand, children should understand the value of money, and on the other hand, what can be done with it and how? Question: did you give money to your children? Answer: of course. Question: how do we raise confident children? Answer: this is a problem. The most important thing is to show them that they can be confident in themselves. From CabTV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is it possible for a Jew to be an anti-Semite? A Jew can be an anti-Semite because being Jewish is not a nationality. To be a Jew means to be drawn to love your neighbor as yourself, that is, to host an attraction to unity. It is a special kind of perception of reality where a person thinks that everyone needs a harmonious connection more than anything else. People who are immersed in self-love, emphasizing self-benefit at the expense of others, are not Jews. Therefore, in order to stop anti-Semitism, the unifying force of love needs to emerge among the Jewish people. It can happen when we understand that without drawing closer to each other, we will disappear off the face of the planet. Based on the video How Can Jews Be Anti-Semites? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.